Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, the 11th of November. That's Veterans Day, so I couldn't think of a more appropriate guest to have in than Kelly Daneluck to talk about the Reno County Veterans Memorial. Tom King also with us as well. Good morning, guys. How are you both doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
All right. So let's talk about the Veterans Memorial. I know you guys are still looking for funding, at least as of just the last time we talked earlier in the fall. Things are going pretty well, though. So where are we right now?
Yeah, we've had great success over the last several months. I don't normally give a shout out to people that have given in the past, but, you know, there's been so many contributors over the years. 7 years worth of this project that we've had contributors, whether it's volunteer or cash donations, and I'd like to thank every single one of them, but obviously can't do that. But I'd like to say, you know, recently we've had some really good fundraisers with Bretton Young and the Moose Lodge 982 here in town, and then a really, really nice grant we received from One Oak that kind of finished things off for us here just recently. So we have got all the money we need for the granite panels to be finished and hung. So we're excited about that. We're still continuing to fundraise for special projects that might include maybe a military vehicle on each side of our memorial, and possibly, you know, some upkeep in the future.
Sure. And I know you guys were originally, I think, wanting to do sort of a bigger event, even today if it was possible, but I don't know how much COVID has impacted at least that part of things. I know that you eventually want to be able to have everybody come out and see it.
We do, absolutely. Yeah, and our plan was, you know, you have to have a target for everything, and our plan was to try and do something, have the memorial completed by Veterans Day, and have some sort of a dedication. We have some, you know, awesome people working on this with us, LaDuke Memorial out of Concordia, and then also Stainless Systems out of South Hutchison. Just timing and some jobs and different things, not able to get it completed, but we're hoping maybe the end of the year, if not, you know, the first part of the 2021, sometime early spring, we're hoping. And then we'll definitely have a dedication at that time, and we'll invite everybody out at that time. You know, we'll advertise via radio, through Eagle Communications and Facebook and our website, so we'll let you know.
Well, of course. And one of the things that is important is that so many of these men and women that are still alive, the veterans that maybe are from Vietnam or even before that, we have a handful that are even before that, are in that age group that have some more concerns with the coronavirus and so on too. But I know you want them to be able to come out and see it. That's part of the deal here too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you know, that's a good point. We may have to put something in our celebration that there's a drive-through appearance, that they can stay in their vehicles and stay safe. So we'll definitely put some thought into that. And thank you for that's a good idea.
Well, just thinking about it, quite frankly, because my father-in-law is one of the names on the memorial, and he was a Vietnam vet, and just thinking about him personally, quite frankly, rather than the people in general. I apologize for that for a moment. But honestly, there's a name on granite, even as much as and as important as that is, it isn't enough to say thank you to the people that have spent so much time and effort, and even not only the ones that served in wartime, but the ones that served in the times where there maybe not have been an active conflict. For example, my dad's not from Reno County. He's from Iowa originally, but he served between Korea and Vietnam, served in the Air Force for a few years, up in North Dakota, of all places. But even those guys, what it means for veterans and for the people who were able to answer the call no matter when they did so is such a big deal. And that's what you guys wanted to be a part of this, particularly for Reno County vets.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our memorial memorializes, you know, both living and deceased vets, vets that, like you said, peacetime or during time of conflict. And yeah, we want to honor all those. And I just want to take this time and thank the veterans for their service and for their sacrifices. So thank you guys.
Kelly, like you said, it's been 7 years and you're working on getting the panels actually hung. It depends on the weather and depends on the schedule with LaDuke Memorial and all of that. But there have been so many local folks that have helped you out. You talked about Bretson Young, and you've talked about even the brackets that'll hold the panels come from somebody local too.
Yeah, Stainless Systems, Greg Repke with Stainless Systems has done nothing but short of a miracle for what he's provided for us. He's done all the stainless work out there, him and his team, and I think his guys have really enjoyed working on it. You look at everything out there, the handrails, the insignias of each branch of the military, the toppers on each of the columns. You name it, he's touched it, the sign as you come in, and then also, like you said, the brackets, and then he will be a vital piece of hanging the brackets and helping LaDuke get those hung.
And, of course, I know the American Legion and the VFW both have strong branches of both of those here in Hutchinson and in Reno County, and they've helped you guys to find who the names should be on this list too, right?
Yeah, the VFW and American Legion, and then we have Reno County Veterans Association Board, which is myself and Irwin Leeper, James Dole, and Tom King, and then also a working committee, which involves some American Legion and VFW members. They have really helped us with the rights and the wrongs of doing a memorial. Just little things like flag placement and the order of flags and things like that. As a guy that I'm not a veteran, but my dad was, my grandpa was, but those are things I wouldn't have known. We talked about how to do the names and what order and what should be included, but they've just been so much help along the way, helped with our events. We had, an event at the Cosmosphere early on, and then just a lot of fundraisers along the way, and they've all been very helpful in all those things.
This is going to sound like a weird question, and maybe it is a bit left-handed, but who's going to be responsible for the flags in particular when the memorial is all up and going? Because, like, for example, Governor Kelly put out a flag order not only for today for Veterans Day, but there was a police officer in Leavenworth County that passed. That flag will be at half staff later on this week on that Thursday. Who's going to keep track of all of that and be sure that it goes up and down when it's supposed to and that kind of a thing at the memorial, assuming that you guys have the flags hung? I guess I'm just
we do, yeah. We fly them 24/7 and they're lit at night. And it's quite a spectacle from the highway at night. That's probably my favorite view. But yeah, the American Legion and Mac McGonaghy has helped us take care of the flags and, like you say, raise them and lower them when they're supposed to be. We have a group in Market South Hutch that has helped contribute to funding the flags because they wear out probably every 3 to 4 months. We've worked with getting some more durable flags because there's so much wind, obviously, here in Kansas, but especially in that area of the city, there's just not much to stop the wind. So we've kind of worked that out. They're lasting a little bit longer. But yeah, the American Legion's been great help in that.
Okay, let's remind people where this is too, so that when you're able to have your events, obviously you'll promote it then. But it's kind of, you can see it if you are looking for it, but you got to be looking for it a little bit, at least at this point.
Yeah, it's located at the intersection of 96, 50, and 61, which is in South Hutchinson. It's on Des Moines Avenue, I think. Mm-hmm. West Des Moines Avenue.
It's basically if...
straight west of Love's.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you go like you're going to go to Love's, you can just keep going and go on around and end up at the memorial that way. That's probably the easiest way to tell people. But it's really going to be a very fitting memorial for the folks, and looking forward to seeing what it's like when it's all done and when everything gets hung. But most of all, what we want to be sure to do is just continue to honor the people that have served and that are serving. And maybe that's part of it too, is how is this going to grow as we get more veterans that have served from here?
That's kind of a work in progress. We've continued to take names on the website, but they obviously did not make the first cut. But we've been collecting names for 7 years. I hope that everybody that got their name on there, wanted their name on there, got their name on there. But we will have space for about another 3,500 names. So we have names for people we missed, hopefully there's probably going to be a misstep in spelling or two, so we've got room to correct those, and then we've also got room for future veterans. And, you know, and there's space out there in the future if somebody wants to do an addition and another four panels on the back side of that memorial, there's room someday. But I think, you know, with the 3,500, the space for 3,500 names, we were pretty happy the way it turned out. We have about 14,000 names that will be going up or that have already been engraved. Talk a little bit about the panels. There's 56 total panels, which make up 14 20-foot walls. 46 of those panels have already been engraved and ready to be hung. But yeah, we're excited.
Well, looking forward to getting everything completed, but it looks like at least the fundraising is done. Now you're getting the engraving done, and hopefully here in the next few months, it'll all be hung and ready to go. But excited to get to continue to talk to you about it, and glad to have you in on Veterans Day to do so.